Now, the news coming through, as we heard on our news this morning, the Park Hotel and the Lansdowne Hotel in Kinmare, the five-star Park Hotel and the Lansdowne Hotel, its sister hotel in Kinmare, are both up for sale by the Brennan brothers at €20.5 million price tag. On this one, with me on the line to talk about it, we'll be hearing from John Brennan in the next hour of the programme with regards to it. We've got Kit Dunlop, who's Sounds of Music in Kinmare, former chair of the Kinmare Marketing and Events Group and a committee member. Kit, good morning to you and thanks for joining me this morning.
Hi, Jerry. Yeah, good morning.
How much of a surprise is this to the people in the town that both these two hotels, two very important economic entities, are on the market?
Well, I only heard it like you. It's breaking news in town maybe last night. We're all shocked. We assumed they were thriving and happy in the beginning of the season. Seems a strange time to be selling. None of us know the reasons behind it. Perhaps John will... Explain more later on.
How important is both our boat hotels? Obviously, if they're being sold as a going concern, so that they will continue on as hotels, how important are both to the town, especially given the Lansdowne was only recently kind of renovated and updated? How important are they to Kinmare and the wider area?
Well, they're very important, of course. They're very famous Irish brands and they're known globally. You can be very sure that, whatever the price and whoever buys them will only be investing that kind of money if they see there's some kind of leverage that they can even improve what already is an amazing product. So there's no nervousness, I wouldn't have thought, in Kenmare that this is an adverse situation. Mm. Let's hope there's no sort of particular personal reason, but anyway, you know, it's their business and it's personal, and as far as Kenmare's concerned, it's self-evident that it will sell and that it will continue as a thriving business doing pretty much what it is. I mean, they're hardly going to turn them into bowling halls or chicken farms.
No, you wouldn't think so, given the amount of, renovations particularly that have been done and the position that they hold. And I said the brand name, which is very strong, both the town and, I suppose, the Brennans and what they've developed in terms of that branding over the years for Kinmare as a destination and themselves as hoteliers.
Well, the only thing I was thinking off the top of my head there was that my wife works in the bookshop adjacent to the Park Hotel and opposite the Lansdowne, and people come in and they're looking for the local celebrities just to gawk at them. You know, are the lads in today? You know, and we assume that the lads will no longer be in after the sale. So we'll have lost those.
They'll have to go to Drumquinner, to John Brennan's Drumquinner, Ken.
Of course, yes, I hadn't thought he's keeping that side of things. So maybe they're sort of, like myself, sort of going to some sort of semi-retirement situation where they're going down the road and
they're both working a long time in the industry. You can't keep going forever. There is a time when you have to decide, right, I'm going to get out.
But not out entirely, it seems. So that's great for them.
Yeah.
And let's hope that they have a long and happy semi-retirement. Mm. Their association with Kenmare is well known. And you would assume that they will still give a big shout out for Kenmare whenever they're on a programme like this, or Ryan Tubby or whoever.
Yeah.
Because that did enormous benefit. That was of enormous benefit to Kenmare every time Francis or John, you know, made reference to Kenmare or the park or the Lansdowne or what have you. And we wouldn't want to lose that. But they're such strong brands. As I said earlier, like international brands, really, not even national, just national brands. But they're not getting... That sort of vibe isn't going to disappear overnight.
No, certainly
and,
not.
You know, yeah.
Can I ask you, look, how is the season looking in Kenmare and the wider area, I suppose, for the county? Do you think that, I know the Ring of Bear cycle is coming up in a few weekends' time. You've got the Scene in the Green going on in Kinmare again this summer as well. What sort of a season are you going to have, do you think?
Well, of course, we're very positive. Everyone is. We personally are definitely up on last year, but 2019, which is 4 years ago, is the last inverted commas normal year that we could make reference to, and that's quite a long time ago to sort of contrast and compare. Kenmare, I think, is quite lucky that it seems to weather a lot of these sort of storms, being at the sort of confluence rather than you know, a sort of down the end of a peninsula.
Yes.
So we're very confident. We're actually, we have launched Scene on the Green again, so that's going to be a massive sort of 3-week, it's going to be the longest festival in Ireland this year, my committee member told me last night. So we're very excited about that. We have a lot of big names coming on to play in a more looser sort of structure, really. Sorry to get away from the Park Hotel thing, but, you know, Kenmare is humming and buzzing.
Okay, brilliant stuff, Kit. Listen, we'll leave it there. We're out of time, but thanks very much for talking to us in the programme. That's Kit Dunlap there. The news coming through this morning and last night that the Park Hotel Kenmare and the Lansdowne Hotel in Kenmare both being put up for sale by the Brennan brothers, John and Francis Brennan, who are both with me on the line now in Kerry today. Good morning to both of you and thanks for joining
morning,
me this
Jerry.
Morning. Francis, I'll start with you. How difficult a decision was this?
Well, I had said years ago that I was retiring at 55. So as I explained to somebody this morning already, I'm not good at figures, really, and I'm 70 this year now, so I missed that 55 to 70 very badly. So it could be said that I'm preparing since I was 55, but not quite. But we did have a plan from 2016 that we would upgrade the hotels, move forward all the time, and we will put them on the market when we took our... I've got a partner in 2016, the Noctons, Fergal Nocton, joined the board and took a percentage of the hotel. And I did say to him at the time, you know, we are gearing up to sell and now the time has come. So the hotel was never in better condition. Our business was never better and it's a good time to go out on the top.
Yeah, yeah. And John, how important was that, obviously, to take over the Lansdowne Hotel, the renovation of that being part of it as well? You're selling it, I suppose, freshly done up, shall we say, alongside the renovation work in the park as well.
Correct. And it's quite unusual, Jerry, because generally speaking, when family hotels come to the market, they're at the bottom of their cycle because the family have run out of energy, may have run out of funds, they haven't reinvested in recent years. This is the direct opposite. And as Francis said, from 2016 and really from 2019 in earnest, and we had this in our mind at some stage, because through our experience in actual service, family businesses go through very difficult periods from time to time, and we didn't want to go into that space. So it is, we still have Drumquina, and Gwen and myself still own Drumquina, and we'll continue to own it and love it and drive it on from there. But really, the Park Hotel and the Lansdowne will give us the opportunity to do other things in life, and nothing is forever. And all things considered, no one thing was the decision. This is based on a whole number of different factors, and just for a whole lot of reasons, now is the right time for us to go to the market and sell.
You've come through some fairly incredible, unprecedented years, though, in all of that, in terms of the hotel industry. Yeah. Continuing challenges this summer, indeed, for example, but are things kind of getting back to normal from your point of view for the new owners, whoever they'll be?
One of the first trips to America I ever made with Falch Ireland was back in the early 80s, mid-80s, when the Enniskillen bomb went off halfway through the sales trip and we were in Cincinnati. And we all felt there was no point staying in America selling Irish hotels that year. We pack our bags and we go home, which we didn't do. We stayed and we sold Ireland. And ever since then, there has been, every 4 years, a major catastrophe in the world that has an effect on tourism. And tourism is hugely resilient and will always be because there's an aging population in the world, there's a growing wealth in the world, and there's more free time in people's lives to experience travel. So tourism is extremely strong. This is purely a decision on our behalf to go when we believe the time is right and when the properties are in. We've had just a number of phenomenal years business-wise in the park. The Lansdowne has just turned a corner and is doing extremely well and will continue to do so. So when you look at it all, you ask yourself, what do you want out of life? And we just think now, as Francis said, he's 15 years planning retirement. I'm getting out 3 years after he had planned at 58. We see what tomorrow holds. But actually, the hardest thing today is the staff in the hotel who've been here for over 40 years, many of them. And that is the one of the most difficult things about today. Apart from that, it's a very happy day.
Yeah, yeah. And Francis, these hotels will obviously be continuing as a going concern right throughout the sales process.
Oh yeah, there's nothing changes today or in June or in July, because even if the sale goes through, it will be a number of months before it will be closed. So it's business upwards and onwards for the whole summer, I expect. I don't really expect to be otherwise. And
we'll continue, and we have a very busy pipeline of business on paper at the moment. So all things considered, we'll be here for the next, for the immediate future.
Who will buy it, Francis?
Well,
what kind of an operation, shall we say, will buy? Obviously, it's going to be sold on an international level as well.
Yeah, well, no, we have CBRE are handling it. They're international. And like we did have an international Belmont Hotel Group, which is part of the Louis Vuitton and HVLM, our, what do you call it, our, we did talk to us 2 years ago. We're very close. They, unfortunately, were buying Tiffany's, the New York jewellers and worldwide jewellers, and then that deal became difficult. They were in court and they cancelled all possible purchases in other areas just because they needed to concentrate on Tiffany's. And then when Tiffany's when they did eventually buy Tiffany's through the courts, it was a court thing, the pandemic hit, so like it just never went back. And then the lad who was driving it left the company, so like somebody in there, there's a file in there belongs to us, but that's an international company. That was a cold call. So, you know, there are international companies will definitely be interested, yes.
Yeah, they certainly will. And look, John, I know you're going to be continuing, obviously, with Drumquinny. You'll have more time to devote to that project now. But look, it's been a huge driver. Boat hotels employ a lot of people, very important for Kenmare as economic entities for the town and the region.
Yeah. The two hotels, between the two of them, it's 110 people every week. And between the three properties and the laundry, it's 200 people. So there's an awful lot of lives and there's an awful lot of families who have based themselves in Kenmare because of the park or because of the Lansdowne. And that's hugely significant. And probably when you work with people, Gerry, on a daily basis, you don't realise the importance you have in a person's life. But today, that is very evident from the reaction from the staff here in the hotel. And it's wonderful because they wouldn't be in Kenmare only for Francis over the years and myself here in the hotel, and that's wonderful to hear. But they have made Kenmare their life. Kenmare has welcomed them. Kenmare is a fantastic town, as you know well, and one of the few towns in the world with more restaurants than pubs, and two very fine 5-star hotels, two very fine 4-star hotels, and umpteen restaurants, bars, and beautiful coffee shops and shops in town. So as I sit here, I look at a German car passing the gate with tourists in it and the roof down. There's a lovely ambience in Kenmare. So as Francis said, we would hope that the purchaser of the hotel appreciates all that and brings the Park Hotel to the next level, which helps everyone locally and everyone who works in the hotel.
Yeah, could it be a big hotel brand? Like we've seen in the last number of years, major mergers in the industry. Marriott bought Starwood for $13 billion in 2016. There's talks of the Paris-based group Accor buying out or merging with IHG Hotels and Resorts in the United Kingdom. Does that sort of level of talk, is that a possibility?
Well, I love the sound of the $13 billion.
I take half that, John. I'd be happy with half that.
It's unlikely, because both properties are very bespoke properties. Every hotel that you have mentioned there is it's a generic bedroom with a bathroom on the left and a wardrobe on the right, a double bed, a little round table, and a 2-seater couch. I could design it with my eyes closed, and they're the same all over the world. And that's what attracts those kind of brands. That's not what's going to be attracted to the park. Belmont, as Francis has said to you, is a very, very different brand, and if they were to come back into the mix on it, or another purchaser of that ilk, it is superbly significant for everyone, but it's a bespoke operator, more than likely, in my mind.
Yeah, okay. And Francis, let me ask you, I know John's going to be continuing on this, will you, and I suppose both of you to the extent, will you miss it?
Oh yeah, of course. I just said, when the car comes up Main Street and I turn right, it'll want to go left always. It'll have to go on straight from now on. But that's just, you know, that's life. You departmentalise things and you get on with it, you know. It was very good to me. I had a wonderful staff. I think everybody that worked for me had a good time. As John said, a lot of them stayed in Kenmare. There's loads of restaurants and businesses around Kenmare all generated out of the park. So, you know, we're still going to be here, you know. Yeah. I'll be working for Dunn Stores.
Will you be in Dublin more often? One of our listeners wonders, is this all tied to you taking the Late Late job?
No. Listen. I could never do the Late Late job because
why
I
not?
Know absolutely nothing about GAA. If you look, every Friday night it's the 10-minute segment on the GAA or talk about, I'd be completely lost. So I'm completely ruled out. Anyway, I look for somebody half my age or less even, I'd say, to run the Late Late show.
Very good. John, finally, will you miss it? The park and the Lansdowne?
Of course, there's no question about that. You can't be here 30-odd years and have the relationships we have and not miss it. But having said that, you have to look at the long term and what's the best thing for everyone. And Drumquina is more than enough to keep Gwen and myself and Adam busy, fantastic business out there, and gives us a bit more leisure time. And perhaps, you never know, Francis might start to play GAA or golf or do something like that. It would be a shock for us all, but it gives us
the county anyway, it would be a shock for
and think.
Never
and
say never.
The opportunity to look at and see what else we would like to do. We don't have to do anything. Part of the reason for doing all this is to give us time to do nothing. So we have enough in our lives between Francis and Dunn's and At Your Service and Drumquina and books and 101 other things to keep us occupied. So it's purely a right decision at this particular time, and it wasn't made overnight. So we just keep our fingers crossed that everything works out the way we hope.
Okay, brilliant stuff. Gentlemen, thanks so much for giving us your time this morning, and good luck with the sale.
Thank you.